said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
A wonderful time of the year.
We would like to welcome to the studio test subject A, also known as Celebrity Rule Thumb. Our morning's announcer here at Hit 103.1.
You make him sound like a crash test dummy. Like you should have like yellow or something on.
We are using Luke for an experiment today to test whether rum balls can put you over the legal driving limit when it comes to the alcohol content. Mm.
Good morning again, Celebrity Luke. Thank you for being part of the experiment.
Not a problem.
If you're new to all this, we do have Senior Sergeant Robbie Nalder coming in later on from Queensland Police. He's the head of the road policing unit, and he's going to bring a breathalyzer in. And the idea is Luke's going to eat rumbles starting from now for about 2 hours.
Yep. And then we're going to see where it goes. And it all started because, Cliffo, your mother-in-law makes rumbles that are unbelievably rummy. She's so
delicious.
Delicious. But she soaks the fruit for 7 weeks and then creates these balls. And when we tried them, we were like, woo, would not be driving after this. Nah. And from that conversation, we were like, but actually, can you go over from eating rumbles? We need to do a public service announcement to let you know if this is a thing.
Now, we did put some rules in place for, what did you call them? Test subject A.
Yep.
So we're going to go through them again. We just want to check you have sort of stuck to the rules overnight, if that's all right.
Sure.
All right,
so
rule number one.
The test subjects must not consume alcohol within 24 hours of the experiment. There were no beers with dinner last night?
No beers with dinner.
Wonderful.
The test subject must not consume any food within 8 hours of the experiment. So we worked out that was like 10:30
last night?
Yeah, I was well in bed by 10:30.
Okay, good.
And you'd be starving by now.
I am so hungry.
Good. That's good.
You had a coffee? I know you're a coffee guy.
I haven't had coffee. Am I allowed to have a coffee?
No. Meal by mouth, mate.
Meal by mouth. The subject must...
Meal by mouth.
The subject must consume one ball every 15 minutes. Starting from now, you have the rum balls in front of you. They are ready to go. And they are looking delicious. Yeah, we all can. I think we're all going to be over just from the fumes.
And the subject must consume one rum ball directly before the first breathalyzer test. Okay. So the idea is you have one every 15 minutes.
Yep.
But then we want one like directly before Senior Sergeant Robbie breathos you just to make sure it's fresh. I don't know.
All right. Well, Luke's hungry. Let's get into it.
All right. Go
grab
for
a ball.
Such a
get it in your mouth.
Breakfast.
He's picked up one of the bigger ones too.
Yeah, it's got the most coconut on it as well.
This is very coconutty too, aren't they?
Yeah, it's easier to hold the balls together when there's a lot of coconut.
All right, straight down the gob. He hasn't done it by halves. He's literally bitten half the rum ball.
What's it taste like?
It tastes like rum.
It's just straight rum?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just eating solid rum?
Like there is a lot of sultanas in here. It's almost like... They're not even salt. They're back to grapes.
They're rum grapes.
Rehydrated.
God, be the best grape tree ever, wouldn't it? Rum grapes.
Rum grapes. We should invent that.
All right. Well, we'll see how. Sit on that thought, and we'll reevaluate it this morning after 8:30 when Senior Sergeant Robbie comes in to breatho Luke. But best of luck.
We'll check in with you throughout the show and see how you're going with the rummy rumbles.
I hope that you brought a toothbrush and stuff because you got a regular day of work.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Money. That's what I want.
You know when you see a ridiculous charge that it's just companies trying to figure out ways to make a little extra coin? And there was a few outrageous charges my sisters came across in the last couple of days. One of my sisters, Tiff, had to have a fax sent from the doctor to the specialist. And they said either you do it yourself or we'll do it, but we'll charge you $15.
$15
to send a free fax. My other sister, Alex, then needed to get a new bill sent to her rates bill. She didn't receive it. She called them up. She said, can you please resend it? And they said, for the email, it'll be $20.
You know
for
what?
For an email.
Stick it. I'm not paying the rates.
Yeah. Boom. Okay. Well,
shouldn't she be like, did my last rates pay for that? Like, didn't the last rates pay for the reissuing of the new rates?
Well, you think so. You pay a lot of money
for
rates.
They want the money.
Yeah.
Just reissue the bloody bill.
It's a free email. It takes 5 seconds to reissue. It's crazy talk.
At least these two organisations, the one thing I'll give them is they've been transparent with the ripping off of your sisters.
Yeah, that's true.
Some, like, I reckon, not knowing. No.
Hidden fees.
Phone companies and stuff. I look at the bills and stuff. I'm like, what is that?
Yes.
What's the CTJP charge? I don't know.
But it's $50.
I don't speak, but it's $50. Well, maybe you should just shut up and pay it.
Yep.
Ripping us off. 13, 12, 16 with your ridiculous charges. Give us a ring. Call's coming through. Who we got here?
Brittany,
thanks for calling, mate. What's your ridiculous charge?
So I had to get all my physio reports when I was a kid to go get a specialist for my knee, and they charged us $50 for 4 pieces of paper.
Just to print them off?
Yep.
Oh, just put on a USB.
If we emailed,
it was going to be $25.
You know the sucky thing, though? You've already paid for the service. Yes. The report has been done.
Yeah.
And it's a report. Like, it's technically, it isn't. It shouldn't even be yours, too.
Yeah.
It's a report on your health.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you own that? Why am I speaking like this? I'm outraged.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. Now. On Hit 103.1. Cliffo and
Gabby. 7:37. We are doing an experiment this morning here at Hit 103.1. Can Rumbles put you over the legal driving limit, Gabs?
Yeah, because there's a lot of alcohol in very rummy Rumbles. So we have our morning's announcer, Luke Lum, testing the theory for us. He's eating all the Rumbles at the moment, and then we will have a proper breathalyzer in later this morning.
We've got Senior Sergeant Robbie Noldar from Townsville Police coming in. He's the officer in charge of the road policing unit, so he's here from 8:30. We just caught up with, just a couple of seconds ago, caught up with Luke Lum, our test subject.
Yes.
To find out how he's going after his fourth consecutive Rumble.
How did that last Rumble go down, mate?
It's pretty strong.
Are they just getting stronger and stronger the more you eat, or are the balls actually more potent?
I'm unsure.
What's
getting
going
a bit
on?
Giggly.
He's getting very giggly. That. Is that a bit of a drunky giggle?
I don't know. Luke's not much of a giggler.
He doesn't laugh like that usually.
No. He's getting a little bit giggly. I like this side of Luke.
Watch this guy on his feet. Catch it up with him in full in about 15 minutes' time at Hit 103.1.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Super excited to have Elton John open our brand new stadium in February next year, but he's already in the country touring around on his final tour, is what he's
last
calling
ever.
It. Yeah, last
Farewell
ever tour.
Yellow Brick Road.
Yes, and he's already performed in Perth. He was in Adelaide last night. And a bit of a warning for anyone who is thinking about purchasing tickets to see Elton John here in Townsville. Do not purchase tickets through Viagogo.
No.
Do not.
Unless you don't want to Viagogo.
Exactly.
To the concert.
Because last night in Adelaide, over 200 people who had purchased tickets on the website Viagogo were turned away at the doors because they were not legitimate tickets. They had purchased fakes. Mm. And when they got to the doors, they went to scan their ticket for entry and they were told to go home.
Am I a bit of a jerk, Gabs? Because I read this story last night and part of me is a bit like, serves you right. You have to buy tickets.
Through the right.
In 2019, we know this, through the right channels. When the concert was announced, we had Michael Chugg, the promoter in Townsville. It's the first thing he said to us, Gabs, was do not buy tickets through Viagogo.
Yes.
Make sure you go through the official ticket provider.
I have a feeling, though, that it may be the older generation. I don't want to typecast, but I know, for example, my aunties and uncles, when they are needing to buy tickets, what they do is they go on, and I've just done it now, they Google Elton John Townsville, for example.
Yeah.
The first website that comes up is Viagogo. And they go, that's where we get our tickets, and they click on it, and they buy the tickets, and they think it's all well and good. But you need to be more careful than that. And if it's your parents or your aunties or your older people in your family buying tickets, or anyone that you know buying tickets, make sure you make them aware that that's not the place to go.
It's hard, isn't it? Because you're right. Like,
the first thing that comes up.
The thing to remember, I guess, when you Google is, and I always do this, skip the first few, that they'll have the word ad next to them. Literally,
you're
that means it's paid to be the first actual response. But if you skip past the first, there's actually two there that
Ticketmaster.
Are ads. And then the third one, the first one that doesn't have the word ad next to it is Ticketmaster.
Yes.
And that is the official ticket seller.
That's the legitimate one.
For Elton John in Townsville, February 29.
The other way to do it is go to Elton John's official website and then the link will take you through to the proper website. But yeah, just a word of warning. You don't want to be one of these people in Adelaide who were so excited, dressed up, got to the concert and had to go home and missed out on the entire thing, especially this being his farewell tour.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to see it again.
So you're right. First one, Ticketmaster. Second one, Elton John's official website.
Yep.
Third one, stand outside the new Townsville Stadium.
Yeah.
Wishing you had bought tickets.
Yes.
Hating your life.
And tell your mum.
Tell your mum.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
You got Cliffo, Gabby, and drunk Uncle Luke, as we're calling him. Our morning sky. Celebrity Luke Lum is here as we do a bit of an experiment. Can Rumbles put you over the legal drinking limit?
We had a theory earlier in the week that yes, they could, and so we thought we'd test that theory, and we do have the senior sergeant, Robbie Nolder, in just after 8:30 to do a proper breathalyzer test to see if they will in fact send him over the limit.
He is the officer in charge of the road policing unit. Luke has been out and about in amongst eating his Rumbles.
There's eight Rumbles down now.
Yeah, eight Rumbles down. Seven or eight?
I've just eaten the eight.
He's just on number eight. Incredible. And he just did a voiceover in another booth, and this audio was just sent to us. This paints a pretty bleak picture.
Oh, no. Did she send it to
have
you?
A listen to this, guys. This is Luke.
Oh, no.
Just a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, hold on.
What was that?
Oh, I don't feel well. Where am I up to?
All right, I think we can predict where this result is going to go just by that audio.
That's a monster.
That's disgusting.
Oh, Lum. Oof. All right.
I can't believe she said that.
Oh, look at it. He's
losing gone red.
It.
He's gone red. It. He's got the giggles. He's going to be at the I love you phase very soon. He's eight Rumbles down. Will he be? You know what? I'm gonna say, how over the limit is he going to be?
Yeah.
Find out this morning just after about 8:35 and Hit 103.1.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
A dude over in the States has had Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian, which I love, the TV show, tattooed on him. But I think it's a step too far.
Yeah, it's the Star Wars TV show, and he's a bit enthralled with this character. Boom, tattooed on him. Huge.
I'm a bit more
sentimental.
Thrown? No. Oh. Thrown.
Oh.
By your admission that you nearly got, I'm going to say, a pretty highly forgettable dude from Jackass.
Yeah, I was
tattooed on you.
Underage, so I always had planned that when I hit 18, I would get Bam Margera's symbol tattooed on me because I was a huge fan of his.
Jackass.
That was in my emo phase, and he was like my emo icons.
You realize now how ridiculous
that
is. Thank you must be
God
so
I never
happy.
Followed through. Oh, my God. No, that's a terrible idea.
Well, this guy in the States, absolute weapon. He got Baby Yoda tattooed on him. And Baby Yoda's drinking a beer, which doesn't even happen in The Mandalorian.
Beer doesn't even exist, does it?
Oh, I don't
does
know.
It?
Drink,
I don't know.
I don't know. They drink something. 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. We want people who actually have gone ahead with this and got a character tattooed on them. Because I can understand, you know, there's a lot of tribal stuff that, you know, religious stuff that has significance in people's lives. I can understand that. Getting tattooed on your body, your kids' names and stuff, maybe. But you'd have to be really into something to get a fictional character tattooed on
your body. For sure.
But 13, 12, 16, Paul, you've done it, man. You've got a character tattoo or two.
I do. I've loved Marvel for the entirety of my life, and I have a whole bunch of Marvel characters tattooed on my arm.
So it's a Marvel sleeve.
Yeah, so I've got Wolverine, Hulk, Spider-Man, Venom, Gambit. I've got a Sentinel head on my hand. Ultron's on there too, and I've got Dark Phoenix on my chest.
Wow.
Commitment!
That is insane.
I don't know if I'm treading somewhere where I shouldn't go, but do you have any DC characters on you at all?
Cliffo, I love you, but if you say that again, I'm going to track you down and hurt you.
I take it back! Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
tournament is coming to a head, and I'm so excited to see if Rumbles can actually set you over the legal driving alcohol limit. We'd like to introduce the officer in charge of the Road Policing Unit, Senior Sergeant Robbie Nolder, into the studio right now. Hello, Robbie.
Hi, Robbie.
Hey, Gabby, Cliff.
Thank
how you
doing? For joining us.
Good morning.
No problem at all. It's fantastic.
I'm a bit nervous, and I don't know if it's because I've been breathalyzed in the past and it always makes me a little bit jittery, even if I've had nothing to drink, or if I'm nervous about the results for this experiment.
Is that a normal response when you enter a room, Robbie?
Well, I always get different type of response. Cliff, aren't
right.
But that's not a bad response, really, when you think about it. But that's what roadside breath testing is all about, is to give you that worry factor.
Yes.
Even though people haven't been drinking, they pull up and they actually get short of breath because they, you know.
What if I had mouthwash this morning?
Exactly. And it's a concern to people. And that's what it's there for, is to every time you get pulled over, you're going to get random breath tested. And it reminds you when you're driving, you've got to throw away that alcohol side of things. If you're going out, you know,
Plan
ditch
B.
The keys. Plan
yeah.
B.
Mm-hmm.
And get someone else to drive you.
Well, that is something our Mornings Guy Luke Lum might have to do for the
Hand
rest
over your
of
keys,
today. okay, so just a bit of a reset on the experiment. At 6:30 this morning, Luke had his first rumble. And they're very, very rummy.
They're the rummiest rumbles possible.
They'd put it hairs on a pirate's neck.
Yes.
Put it that way. So he had his first one at 6:40. He has just eaten his ninth rumble. How are you feeling, Luke, before we have the first breath test?
He's finding it hard to put
Look
sentences
on his
together.
His face says a lot.
He's very, very giggly.
I've had better mornings.
He's as doughy as they come, I think.
Now, you did actually make some observations when you came in here, Robbie, about Luke. Just from looking at him, what do you think this result's going to be?
Look, I think certainly this test will show that there's some reading there. I mean, let's not make a mistake. Anything that contains alcohol is in certain levels is going to show some result.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that I think we all forget.
Yeah.
All right, he has just had a rumble, so we're going to test him right now. If you guys want to get set up, we're going to do our initial test, and then we're going to wait a few minutes and actually test him again just before the end of the show, Gabs.
Yes, Robbie, if you'd like to bring over the breathalyzer test. He's unwrapping the tube that Luke will have to breathe into, so it hasn't been contaminated.
No.
It was all sealed up.
So it's a brand new blower
straw. This is not going to hurt you, Robbie just said. All right.
All right, so Robbie has the machine. We're good to go when you guys are ready. Robbie, chat us through what you're doing, mate.
I can actually smell the alcohol already.
Wow.
It's obviously coming out of his pores.
Is that something you look for when you're doing roadside breath
tests? A number of things we look for. Sometimes people are a little bit sluggish in their conversation, a little bit slurred. You know, their eyes tell a lot.
Mm.
You know, there's so many different things. Coordination. Over in America, they still do those coordination tests.
They're walking a straight line.
That's right, and they're fantastic. They work really well. Huh. Over here, we have different rules. We can just a random breath test.
Yeah.
But definitely, you can smell it. He is a little bit doughy, as I said.
Bit giggly.
That is just kind of Luke in general. So,
you better
get him to have a blow. All right. So
wrap your lips around the end of the mouthpiece. Just keep blowing into it, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Right.
You understand that?
Yeah.
All right, commence blowing.
Very
Keep
official.
Going.
It's very, it's a very intense atmosphere right now.
Stop there.
Really reminds me of RBA.
So the limit in Australia is 0.05. What are we coming up, Robbie?
He's come up zero.
Are you serious?
No way! Oh my goodness!
He's blown zeros, has he?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Luke, what have you done? You haven't even eaten these.
Absolutely shocked.
You've been hiding them in the pot plant, haven't you?
I'm pretty surprised, to be honest. Considering I just ate one as well.
Yeah.
Well, where's the doughiness in that come from?
Probably all the sugar in the sugar.
So that it was all zeros, Robbie?
Yep, all zeros, which is absolutely amazing because you can actually smell it on his breath, which is strange. But it's all about your metabolism more than anything.
Right.
You know, it might, as it goes along, it might start showing or eating. But I am actually surprised because he doesn't look as though he's as alert as what someone should be at this hour of the morning. But it depends on how much he slept, how much he's eaten. That doesn't affect your reading, but it does affect the way you come across and what we call
incredible.
It the indicia. And that's really super important. Someone could have one beer, one standard pot, I mean, almost drunk as 10 men.
Wow.
But they'll blow zero.
So I guess we really need to take out of this that while Luke has blown zero, someone else might not. So you still have to be very careful whenever consuming alcohol.
Well, let's not, you know... end it straight away. No. We'll go to ads here. We'll play a song. We'll come back. Mm. We'll leave it and see if the results change in about 10 minutes or so. But that is the initial result.
I'm shocked.
Our test subject, Luke Lum, after 9 Rummy Rumbles. 9 or 0s, man.
I'm in shock.
The experiment continues. Me too. That burp that he did before.
I know.
That was like,
he has no excuse for it now.
I have heard worse in the Seaview bathroom on a Saturday night. Don't you worry about that. But yeah, the test continues in a couple of minutes. It's Hit Breakfast.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We've had Luke Lum in studio eating Rumbles all morning. He's eaten, I believe, 9 Rumbles.
Oh, I've had 10 now.
Had 10 Rumbles up until this point.
Or is it 11?
And we just...
I think I just ate 2 more.
We thought he would definitely blow over, but we do have the officer in charge of the road policing unit, Senior Sergeant Robbie Nolder, in with us right now. And Robbie, we did just do a breathalyzer a couple minutes ago, and Luke blew 0.0, which is insane.
How disappointing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it shocked you because you can actually smell it on the guy, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. And that's not unusual, though, Cliffo. I mean, it depends on your body and the metabolism side of things. And I was actually talking before, and there's studies show that men and women are totally different, as we know.
Right.
And the more muscle you have, the better you can absorb that alcohol.
Right.
And the more fat cells you have, the less you can, you're less likely you can absorb it. So, I mean, he's a pretty trim looking fella. He's got a bit of muscle on him. So he's obviously, his body's able to absorb the alcohol quite well. But at some stage, it's got to stop.
Yes.
And he'll start showing a reading.
And all right. We were just saying before, though, before we do the next breathalyzer, that it depends on how you feel as well, though. So even though he's blown 0.0, how do you feel, Luke?
I feel very sick.
Do you feel like you could drive? Or you feel like you should definitely hand your keys over?
I should probably not drive, not at least not till the afternoon.
Yeah, all right. Well, we've only got 60 seconds, guys, so we're going to do
one
final test. Senior Sergeant Robbie Nolder, the officer in charge of the road policing unit, has slid on over with his breathalyzer.
It's getting put
together. Robbie, we may get some different results here this time after waiting a couple of minutes. All right.
We hope so. All right, let's go.
He has just smashed down an extra 2 Rumbles, Gab, so we'll see what happens here.
He's blowing into the breathalyzer as we speak. We all know that feeling if we've been pulled over before. And the reading is coming. Oh, it's taking a bit longer this time.
It's taking a lot longer this time.
Speaking. Doesn't it take longer if you do get a reading? Isn't that the thing?
Normally, that's the case, yeah.
It's taking really we've got long.
while it's coming through, because we've got to end up in really soon, I want to thank you for coming in, Robbie. It's been an interesting experiment.
Very interesting.
I think the thing I've learned is don't risk it.
No matter we have a reading!
What's he got?
Luke, do you want to say?
0.016.
There's a reading.
I'm going to take that as a win. It's a low reading.
Careful when you're eating your Rumbles.
But a reading is a reading.
Can I say, Cliffo, very quickly?
Yes.
If you're on a P licence, you're coming with me.
You're over.
Wow.
You're over.
What a lesson, huh? Rumbles. Delicious.
But dangerous.
This Christmas. Robbie, thank you so much. Luke, you've been amazing.
Thank you.
We're Cliffo and Gabby. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Cliffo and Gabby.